All right. It is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And Deb Waxman from Food for People is here in the studio with us right now. And this is the first time you've actually been here in the studio.
Yeah, it's strange because I've been doing the holiday food drive with you guys at all the different grocery stores for probably 11 years now. So I feel like at home, and then I come here and I'm like, I have no idea where to go. And it's nothing I imagined. And it's it's interesting.
I know. It's just like, wow, this is where their lair is. I had no idea. Yeah, we have a nice view. We get to look at cows.
It's very peaceful. There's cats on the roof across the street.
Yeah.
I could stare at that all day.
Yeah, Ferndale is a very mellow place. I like hanging out here in Ferndale. You know, people say to me, they say, I can't believe you drive to Ferndale every day. It's like, well, it takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the shortest commute I've ever had in radio.
It was much shorter than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I gave myself way too much time to get here. And the calming effect here is just worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I lived in Claremont and I worked in Hollywood. And it's about a 30-mile drive. And it would often take 2 hours. That's not calming. That makes you, want to go into road rage.
Yes.
this might be very calming. So the Letter Carriers Food Drive is coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
Right?
It's the second Saturday of May every year. And it's when letter carriers across the nation, it's a food drive of the National Association of Letter Carriers. So it's not even that it's a Food for People thing. It's nationwide National Association of Letter Carriers. And our local Letter Carriers Union in Humboldt County then takes the charge to make sure that it's all going to play out in Humboldt County. And they partner with us at Food for People. We're the food bank for Humboldt County. And we do months and months of planning to get ready for this huge day that's coming up this Saturday. And that's the day when everyone in the community is asked to leave a bag full of non-perishable food at your mailbox, or you can bring it to your local post office if you only live in a P.O. box only type of community. And there should be barrels at all those post offices. Worst case, you could always bring it to your local pantry. And last year, this brought in 36,000 pounds in one day. So
that's amazing.
It's the largest one-day food drive, and it's really the perfect timing because we've just started to run out at our 17 pantries countywide. We've run out of the food drive food from the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Here we are at spring. Summer is really some of the biggest need that we see all year because kids are out of school. They're not getting all the school meals that are available.
Right.
And so families have to provide 3 meals and snacks a day for each kid in the household. So we see the need surge. So this timing's perfect because it gets us through the summer and into the fall until we get to our next big food drive again in the winter. So I just want to give a really big shout out to the letter carriers countywide because since starting this food drive, it's local Humboldt County carriers have brought in over 1 million pounds of food.
Woo! That's
enormous.
Amazing.
And it's an incredibly long, tiring day for all of them on Saturday because in addition to doing the regular route, you're hauling. I mean, it's hard to know per carrier if that some of them are dealing with hundreds or thousands of pounds. Like it's a lot to haul all day. You get a backache.
Yeah, I would imagine. Now, at our house, we have one of those rural mailboxes. So it's got a lot of the houses in our area. Share that big rural mailbox thing. And, that's a really easy one because we all bring out our bag and it's just kind of sitting there. So it's all in one spot. So hopefully that makes it a little bit easier.
That's exactly it. I forget sometimes there's so many different mail situations. And I used to live in a house where we all just had our mailbox at the end of the road and just leave it right there where your carrier is going to go fill up all the mailboxes. That's exactly where you would leave it.
Yep. And it's so easy to do. I think there's like a blue bag. Right?
Yes. So part of that process, we learned that in providing a bag, it significantly increased donations because it made it a lot easier for people. It's a great reminder. And so the blue bag arrived in a lot of people's mailboxes yesterday, today, this week.
Right.
And if you haven't gotten yours yet, you might be getting it today or tomorrow. Even if you don't get one, use any bag that you've got.
Yeah, any bag will work. Most of us have paper bags or plastic bags that you can just fill up. And you can do more than one bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're allowed.
And we encourage people, you know, though you might have really great food in your cupboards, try to stay away from the things that are really expired or rusty. You know, like with the clean out your cupboards, clean them out only if it's, you know, recent food and food that you would eat, food that you would want to give to a child or an elder.
That's a good point.
Yeah. If it's wildly expired, then we might have to also then pay to get rid of it, or if it's rusty, or if it's already been opened and, you know, could be contaminated. So try to think about foods that you would want to eat, foods you'd want to share with others. Things that are high protein are usually in high demand at our pantries. Canned meats and stews that are hearty, nut butters, canned fruits and vegetables are great. The fruits, it's great if it can be in juice. Think healthy. We want to be able to provide really healthy, high-quality foods.
Avoid glass containers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they break.
It breaks and it makes a big mess for us. And it could be dangerous in the sorting process.
Right.
On Saturday, in addition to all the letter carriers collecting the food, they drop it off at sorting sites, the biggest one being in Eureka at the food bank. And we usually have anywhere from 70 to 100 volunteers helping to sort all the food into appropriate boxes that then get stored so we can use them over the months. And a similar process happens in Arcata and at other pantries. But, you know, think about during that process, you have a lot of volunteers, families, kids of all, you know, people of all ages sorting that stuff. And we want to keep it safe and avoid the glass.
I think you said, but how long has this letter carrier food drive been going on nationwide?
It's been going on since about 1993, like between 93 and 95 is like when it, you know, then became a very official thing. So
it's a great idea. It's a really actually a great idea because, you know, you've got the letter carriers are already going around all these houses dropping off stuff. Why not pick something up?
A lot of, you know, food banking experimenting across the country has shown that these neighborhood-based type of food drives are really, really successful and something that could be implemented in different ways all year long. You know, neighborhoods coming together, pooling food, and then donating it.
Yep. And you don't have to just clear out your cabinets. You can actually, when you go to the market this week, you can pick up a few extra things. And so you generally know what we do. And just have it ready to go on Saturday.
Yes. You know, I wanted to highlight that the food that's donated in a community stays in that community. So we have 17 pantries that we partner with countywide, you know, from as far north as Oreck and Hoopa and Willow Creek all the way down to Garberville and as far east as Dinsmore and Bridgeville and then everything in between. So the food that's collected in those communities is going directly to those food pantries. It's not coming up to Eureka. It's staying where it is. And, you know, we encourage, of course, all year long for folks to try to donate to your local pantry, which you can find on our website, foodforpeople.org. You know, if you're interested in volunteering, you can, you know, go through our website to find the volunteer page and shoot us an email to let us know that you're interested in helping with the sorting on Saturday. We'll be in Eureka all day. And I'd say the heaviest time of day when we really need help is after 3 or 4 p.m., you know, 4 to 7 p.m. is great because that's when there's a ton of stuff coming in at the end of people's routes, the letter carrier's routes. Lots to sort and help us break down and get, you know, wrapped up on pallets and into storage. And we'll be in Arcata, too. Same time frame, I'd say, you know, 3 to 7 would be the time. So shoot us an email and we can get you lined up with that, too.
Fantastic. So, again, it's Saturday. Just put the food out where you get your mail and they'll drop off the mail and pick that up, and everybody wins. You'll be helping out your friends and neighbors, literally neighbors, because these, as Deb said, these stays right in your community, whatever community you happen to be in.
You know, Food for People serving more than 12,000 people in Humboldt County every month, more than 10% of this county. So you might not know exactly who, but the food that you're donating is helping people you know.
Absolutely. A lot of, that's a lot of people.
And more than half of them are children and seniors.
Yeah. Very important. And especially with summer coming, as you mentioned, a lot of kids are helped out by the school lunch programs. And once that dries up and the kids are on summer vacation, a lot of them go hungry.
Luckily, we have our summer lunch program, but it doesn't, we couldn't possibly meet all of the need countywide with that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's why you're asked to help out. And thank you in advance for doing so. Deb, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course.